It's a Sunday. You're listening to the Sunday Grill here on Beat. And get your gig diary out because Hot Press have quite the lineup for History in the Making at the Three Arena on February 6th. It's the start of Hot Press's 50th anniversary celebrations and it's supported by Bauer Media Group and Go Loud. Hot Press journalist Ricardo Dwyer, who doesn't know what it was like in 1976, by the way, joins me this morning to tell us more. You're very welcome.
Hi, Orla. Thank you so much for having me.
Were you even a twinkle in your mother's eye in 1976?
I think so, but I hear all the stories from everyone in the office.
Oh,
so
do you?
I heard it was quite some time. Yeah.
So are
yeah.
there people in the office who were there from the start?
Well, I mean, the main one
the editor?
Is our editor, Niall Stokes, and Maureen Sheehy as well.
Okay.
They founded the magazine in 1976, 50 years ago.
Wow.
They covered, I believe it was Rory Gallagher was on the first cover at the festival there in Macroom. And the rest is history, as they say.
Yeah, because it's been such a part of Irish, like, conversation even, you know? I'm thinking of all the covers down through the years. There's been quite iconic ones, haven't there?
Yeah, I mean, like, even now, even though the world has kind of gotten more digital, it's still such a big deal for artists to be on the cover. I mean, we just had Florence Road, who are the band that everyone's talking about at the moment. They're on the cover of our new issue. Every time a band is on the cover for the first time, they're asking when it's out. And, you know, I think it's still a great thing to have this because you can't put a social media post on your wall.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we've had so many iconic covers down the year.
Oh, totally. The like you've had like Rory Gallagher, U2, you've had people like Hozier, of course, Amy Winehouse. And Madonna
right.
in the 90s as well.
That's
so.
Right, yeah.
And then not just musicians, of course.
No, look, we have a book coming out, as I'm sure you know, mm-hmm. the History in the Making book, which has all of our iconic interviews from down the years. There's plenty of musicians in there, like Bono and Shane McGowan. We have great interviews with them, but the political figures that we've interviewed, I mean, Jerry Adams, there's an interview in there with him, that John Hume is reported to have read, and that kind of led to them opening dialogue over peace talks in the North. So we've been, yeah, I mean, it's kind of crazy to think about how Hot Press has kind of been on that ringside seat to history in a way, and help, I mean, shape modern Ireland in many ways.
Totally. And even recently with Michael D as well, there was an interview with him and... all the
That's
greats.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Michael D used to work here. He used to cover everything in South America. He was over covering the Pinochet dictatorship in Chile, and we were the only people who'd publish his dispatches.
Really?
So to speak.
Wow.
So to speak. So yeah, we're very honored to have had him working here as well, and he'll be at History in the Making as well.
Now, let's talk about History in the Making.
Yeah.
It's on Friday on February 6th, as you said.
That's
special
right.
guests, Michael D. Higgins and Miles O'Reilly. The lineup is just phenomenal and there's more guests are going to be, more artists even, are going to be announced in the next few days. But will we just do the really, you know, the ones that back in the 70s and 80s people would even have known of these people. You have Van Morrison.
Yes.
The Boomtown Rats.
Mm-hmm.
You've Clannad in there as well. And then as we head into the 90s onwards, you've everyone from The Frames, Damien Dempsey, Picture This is in there, Florence Road that you were just talking about there a few minutes ago. Belters only have hit every genre of music, really.
I mean, I don't know if you'll ever see a lineup like this anywhere else or if a lineup like this has ever happened. I mean, it really covers the whole gamut of Irish music in every sense, like you've talked there. Van Morrison and Clannad from the 60s and 70s all the way up to modern times with Belters Only and Florence Road, and covers every genre as well. I mean, there's dance music in there, there's rock music, there's folk music. There's really everything, a bit of hip hop in there with Denise Chaila. So, and even a bit of spoken word from Michael D. Higgins, we hope as well. So yeah, I've never really seen a lineup like this. It's almost like a music festival in one night. So if you love going to music festivals and you miss them a bit in the winter season, then you know, this is the event for you as well.
And it's a great name, History in the Making, because even the lineup looks like Irish history of music in the making as well, and how much it has changed and the people who have, we've all been talking about down through the decades.
Absolutely. And I mean, you know, Hot Press has been part of history following these artists and having them as the cover and interviewing them, as you said. But I mean, each of these artists have made history in their own right as well. I mean, I'm just looking at them here. Picture This, for example, became the first band to sell out the Three Arena, where the event will be, for five nights in a row. Belters Only have kind of been spearheading the Irish dance music charge over in the UK, topping charts. Imelda May even has the highest selling album from a female solo Irish artist in history. So all the artists here have made history in their own right.
Amazing. So a big concert and a long concert as well, because you're going to have a lot of musicians to get through.
We are, like, I'll tell you this much, it is going to be a serious operation, but we have a great team working there. We have MCD, who are top-tier promoters. I mean, the Three Arena is a world-class venue, and the team there is absolutely world-class, and the sound guys and everything. We do have some surprises as well to keep things flowing. There will be a lot of changeovers, as you can imagine, getting the instruments on and off the stage and getting people on and off the stage. But we do have some plans and surprises from artists that might not be on the lineup here to keep things flowing.
Great stuff. And were people, like, were the musicians and artists, were they very open to doing this and celebrating Hot Press?
Yeah, look, we're really, really grateful that everyone we talked to kind of said yes. And even people who couldn't do it were gutted that they couldn't. I mean, we have some people that we asked, maybe were on tour on the other side of the world, that really wanted to take part. But yeah, look, everyone was, we're really grateful for everyone taking part. And I think it kind of shows the relationship we've had with them over the years as well.
Good stuff. Great. Well, as you said, it is on February the 6th. That's a Friday. Tickets are on sale now on ticketmaster.ie if you want to check them out there. Glad to see there's both standing and seated tickets as well, which is always a big one. And then, as you said, there is a book coming out as well, History in the Making, the Book of Hot Press Interviews. Watch out for that. It coincides with the launch of the sale of the tickets for History in the Making, the concert. There is a book too, all to celebrate. Hard to believe that it's 50 years of Hot Press in 2026, and a great celebration on February 6th in the Three Arena with that massive lineup. Let's just list some of those again. Van Morrison, the Boomtown Rats, Imelda May, the Frames, Damien Dempsey, Clannad, picture this, Florence Road, who you're saying to watch out for this year, Belters Only, Denise Chyla, and Irish Women in History are just some of the artists that are going to be there. So whatever era or generation that you grew up in and that you started to discover Irish music, there is a musician there for you. Anyone you're looking forward to in particular, Ricardo?
That's a really good question. One band, or I suppose collaboration, that we haven't mentioned yet, actually, that we recently announced, was Dermot Kennedy and the Cranberries.
Oh, nice.
And that's going to be really special, because this is kind of a one-off thing. I mean, I say a one-off thing. People who are at Electric Picnic will know that they did a special concert on the main stage there. And unfortunately, I think I was interviewing someone in our own tent at the time, so I didn't see it. But everyone that was there just said it was the highlight of the weekend. There were people in tears. It was a really emotional gig. So we're really grateful that they've come back and decided to do it another time for us. Dermot Kennedy, as you know, one of the Irish success stories of the last 5-10 years, and the Cranberries speak for themselves, an absolutely iconic Irish band. I think still the highest streamed Irish bands, Irish artists at the moment. So, yeah, that's going to be really special. Yeah, but I'm looking really forward to everyone to answer your question. I mean, Van Morrison is a legend. Mm-hmm. I've been lucky enough to see some of these artists in the past. And I can tell you this, that everyone on the lineup, you know, they're brilliant artists in their own right, but they're all great live. Mm-hmm. So I think it'll be a really, really entertaining evening of great music.
Good stuff. Well, if you go on to ticketmaster.ie and search for History in the Making, you'll see tickets there. It is at the Three Arena in Dublin on Friday, the 6th of February. So not long of a wait now. That is Ricardo Dwyer, Hot Press journalist. Thanks a million for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.